This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Has been traded to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a fifth round pick and sixth round pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Hayden, Jerry Jeudy turns 25 next month. He has never hit 1,000 receiving yards in a single NFL season. I think his best was back in 2022, about 100 targets in that year. Despite that, there's always been a ton of public love for Jerry Jeudy and some untapped potential. What was your instant reaction to this news?
This is completely buying low. The Broncos have been floating out Jerry Jeudy in the trade markets for a while. This is a pretty cheap price tag, in my opinion. I think that he's going to be the Browns' number two wide receiver. I think he is an upgrade over Elijah Moore. He has his limitations, though. To me, when you watch him, he's super athletic in his movements. Sometimes he can oversell those things. I think that was a really big problem earlier in his career. Last year, I saw fewer reps of him overselling some routes, but he has all the athletic potential. And I think that's what you're kind of buying into. You have to keep him in the slot. That's what Sean Payton had him. I think it helps to have him in bunch sets where he doesn't have to get press man coverage. I think he's more of a vertical wide receiver, though he can break off some of these routes. So to me, he's kind of like in the Christian Kirk mold as a vertical slot wide receiver. The difference, though, is Christian Kirk is really reliable. Jerry Jeudy has not proven to be that player quite yet.
And I actually think Christian Kirk is far better in the intermediate areas. It's almost like Jerry Jeudy is short, like these quick slants, or down the field, and there's not much in the middle portion of the game for him. I somewhat disagree with like your slot only take, whereas I think he can be half of his time out wide, half the time in the slot. That's exactly what he did last year for the Denver Broncos. Obviously, that is mixed results, but that's also exactly what Elijah Moore did last year for the Cleveland Browns. And you can add on a few backfield snaps on top of it for Elijah Moore. I guess to your point, what I would agree with is you can't line him up as an ex-ISO wide receiver and ask him to be press man coverage every single rep. Get him in motion, get him on the move, get him in stacked alignments. All that stuff is where you're going to get your best work. But on top of that, Hayden, do they really need to get the best out of him? Because again, my reaction to this, a fifth and a sixth round pick, that is it. It's a 1 year rental, you know, and it's to set them up in the best possible way to have some consistency in the passing game with Deshaun Watson out there. And when I look at Kevin Stefanski's offense, obviously Amari Cooper has been fantastic these last few years. David Njoku, fantastic these last couple of years. After that, in any given game, I think the third pass catcher could be Jerry Jeudy. The third pass catcher could be Elijah Moore. That might not even be necessary if they even get a quality running game once again next year. So I am not too invested on who the quote-unquote wide receiver two is going to be for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they're going to be somewhat balanced. I do think that Deshaun Watson, when he's playing his best ball, it is throwing the ball downfield. And I think that's where Jerry Jeudy lines up. And just going back to that point, he's not a slot-only player, but that's where he shines. Like, for example, last year, the Broncos had 318 reps where they were using three wide receiver sets with Jerry Jeudy on the field. He was only out wide on 5% of them. The other times, he was there in the slot. Sometimes when he plays too small, I think you can kind of see that in the man splits. Yards per route run against man coverage, 1.4. Against zone coverage, where he has a little bit more space to operate, that goes up to 1.9. Same thing with being in the slot versus out wide. So this is kind of the classic rep right there. Got to have it cover one right there, cover zero, and Jerry Jeudy just kind of gets knocked down to the ground there. So I think that at one point he was overselling his routes way too much. I think he's cleaned up that a little bit. We should expect that to get better and better over time. One of his mentors and one of the reasons why he went to Alabama, he said, is because he wanted to be like Amari Cooper. Now that's his mentor on the Browns. So hopefully Amari Cooper could kind of clean up some of this stuff. So I think, yeah, you're getting a limited player because of the size and because of some of this route running immaturity. But I do think he has the athletic ability to be probably a number three wide receiver, but maybe he develops into a legit number two.
I feel like in the world of streaming services, it is very easy to forget that you subscribe to a platform for just one show, one event, one game, and then get charged over and over and over again. We've all been there after checking our monthly bank statement, and that's just the start of the process. After that, you have to find out where to cancel, how to cancel, click on this button, that button, email this person, that person. But now there is one easy way to take care of all of that. It is Rocket Money. It shows you all of your subscriptions in one place and then cancels them for you, whichever ones you do not want. And in fact, Rocket Money can find subscriptions you did not even know you were paying for. That's like an extra, you know, 5, 10, 15 bucks that you found in your couch cushion. Again, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and helps save its members an average of $720 a year, with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/underdog. That is rocketmoney.com/underdog. rocketmoney.com/underdog. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark. You all know my obsession, Aston Villa Football Club, the greatest team in the world. Unfortunately, sometimes, because I live in Brooklyn, sitting in this apartment, I can't see specific content that is made around the club, that is geared towards Europe, that is geared towards Great Britain. Those are geo-restricted. And that, my friends, is where a VPN comes in, and that is where Surfshark comes in. It can seem like I am sitting in a coffee shop in the heart of Birmingham, England, so I can watch the highlights or the commentary of Douglas Luiz curling a shot in the top right corner, or Leon Bailey putting three defenders on the grass with his 1, 2, 3 crossover moves. And it extends beyond that. Can't see a YouTube video because of your location? Use Surfshark VPN. Do you want a larger library of Netflix movies to access, like in Canada? Use Surfshark VPN. It's totally risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And on top of that, if you enter coupon code UNDERDOG for an extra 3 months, they will give you an extra 3 months free so you can secure your privacy with Surfshark. Just go to surfshark.deals/underdog. Go and use it. It's super easy. Why do you think the public loves Jerry Jeudy?
You can whip up some sick routes because he's overselling. So like sometimes the corner is actually going to bite on them and then he's wide open.
It's super animated movements, right? And I think sometimes people mistake that for Stefon Diggs, for fluidity, for smoothness. I wouldn't call him smooth or fluid at all since entering the NFL. And also, you know, he has actually pretty deep injury history. I mean, if you go back to 2018, it was a torn meniscus. Then we got a high ankle in 2021. Then I believe back in 2023, he had that hamstring strain to open up training camp or towards the end of training camp. And then obviously there were some off-field incidents. All that packaged together led him to never reaching his full potential, what people perceive that to be, in Denver. And maybe he just needs a clean start here. Hayden, I also think we can maybe spin this forward with how teams might be approaching free agency and wide receivers on top of that, because we have already seen some of those names be kept. And we know that the market was going to be thin already. As ESPN's Jeremy Fowler pointed out, 5 or 6 teams were interested in making the trade for Jerry Jeudy, including the Jets and the Patriots. So those are two other teams to keep in mind here. And I'll add that there have been some rumblings that the end of this draft, 5, 6, 7th rounds, are not fantastic for whatever reason, NIL, players not coming into the league, so on and so forth, that I wouldn't be shocked to see maybe some of those picks dealt for some veterans who have, you know, no guaranteed or no years left on their contracts.
I like that call. The other thing is the Browns are going to be taking on this contract so far. That's per the reports, $13 million for this 1 year deal. Players that are getting the wide receivers that are getting about $13 million. DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Gallup, Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers, Tyler Boyd, Brandon Cooks. That's kind of the range for what a $13 million per year wide receiver means. I'm curious if the Browns are going to say it's a 1 year tryout or if they're going to try to get a deal done with them to kind of get this thing early. But I think this is a good buy low opportunity for Jerry Jeudy,
right?
Because we're not the Browns are not paying the price that what Dynasty Twitter at one point was talking about. And I think that we've cut if he is an undersized, inconsistent vertical player with athletic abilities, I think that's still an NFL wide receiver. And I think that's what the Browns are viewing him as.
All of the negatives that I just mentioned for this price tag, it's a good deal for the Cleveland Browns. I think we can separate having some frustrations about Jerry Jeudy's game and really having no frustrations about this deal that was just made here. I do want to bring this up because, again, you and I think view Jeudy's game in a similar light. If you plug two metrics together and turn into a Y and X axis, you can kind of get some interesting findings here. This obviously goes from Throw the Damn Ball on Twitter, but if you go and locate Jerry Jeudy's name, it is above average when you include both raw PFF separation grade and raw catch point plus yards after the catch grade. He is right next to Hayden, the likes of Jordan Addison, very close to Keenan Allen, very close to Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs' name right there, Josh Downs. I take every single one of those players over Jerry Jeudy right now.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Separation stuff gets me crazy. You want to be able to create separation. How we define separation in the metrics right now, to me, is very flawed. They would give Jerry Jeudy some screens and some like freebie plays underneath, and I think that kind of inflates some of the separation stuff. But yeah, I'm very curious to see if just a new coaching staff, new opportunity, if they can kind of just coach him up, keep him on a consistent level playing field, and let his athletic traits actually shine. So I trust Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey to kind of figure this one out. I'm expecting maybe being a two wide receiver set starter over Elijah Moore. I think he's better than Elijah Moore, but I think that they can get some production out of him. They definitely needed somebody because Cedric Tillman's not going to be the same type of player that Jerry Jeudy is.
I will add the Browns did run 11 personnel at the sixth highest rate in the NFL last season. I believe that was around 73% of the time.
Yeah.
And so we will see these three wide receivers plus a tight end. Now, obviously, some of that was with Joe Flacco at quarterback. Some of that was with Nick Chubb injuries. So that might not be exactly what Kevin Stefanski wants to run, because obviously we know that he loves to feature his tight ends. And I've already gotten some replies of, hey, is this going to take away from David Njoku? Is this going to become the second pass catcher on the Cleveland Browns? My immediate answer is absolutely not. It's Amari Cooper and David Njoku at the top. And there's a tier down where you're hoping a role player can step up and make one or two plays per game that kind of shifts third downs, touchdowns, so on and so forth.
They were the top five in 11 personnel usage. They're also bottom five in their success rate in 11 personnel. So they needed another body out here. They tried it with Elijah Moore. The Browns are one of these teams that are just going to continue to buy the dip on premium positions. And one of these times it's going to work out.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because obviously wide receivers get paid a ton of money. They get drafted very highly. And when they get traded, oftentimes it's for premium selections. Mm-hmm. The Browns, and maybe you can view this through their analytically minded front office, have done it in an awesome way. Okay. First, you take Amari Cooper, who was dealt for just a fifth round pick from the Dallas Cowboys when he still had no guaranteed money left in his contract. Right. I mean, one of the best deals we've seen in the last five to 10 years in the league. Then Elijah Moore, and sure, again, untapped potential in quotes, if you want to use those. They only dropped back 32 picks to pick up Elijah Moore. They traded a second round pick and got back a third round pick plus Elijah Moore. And now you get Jerry Jeudy for a fifth and sixth round selection. And that doesn't include, you know, the Cedric Tillman mid-round selections, the David Bell's mid-round selections. So again, for being a forward-thinking front office that prioritizes pillar positions, they really haven't gone in deep in terms of high premium draft capital in order to fill their wide receiver room.
Now, flipping this just real quick to the Broncos, they inherit those two picks. This is a team that did not have a second round pick because of the trade for Sean Payton. They have no cap space because of the Russell Wilson contract. So they are going to be kind of just filing through in the garbage bin, trying to find some premier players. We'll see what they're going to do with the quarterback market. My guess is going to be someone like Sam Darnold, a young player, maybe Bo Nix, now that they have some more draft capital to move around on the board. But I think people are going to be fired up to draft Marvin Mims in best ball. That was a player Sean Payton traded up for last year in the second round. He was not able to get on the field, even with all of Jerry Jeudy's inconsistencies. Marvin Mims was not able to supplant him last year. I'm curious if you saw anything from Marvin Mims last year, because I know that some people looked at the production and the draft capital and the speed, and they're like, oh my God, let's get going. But he was just not on the field very much last year.
Yeah, he barely played. And it's not like there was a pillar of consistency when you talk about the Broncos wide receivers last year. Obviously, coming from Oklahoma as a downfield threat, that was where he was at his best. It stood out to me that Sean Payton had very little draft capital and still traded up for Marvin Mims, but then mostly saw him as a returner and then here and there as just a part-time player. Like you said, many people are now going to look at a Tim Patrick restructured contract and Marvin Mims and be like, oh, these are their two wide receivers, because there might be a Cortland Sutton domino that might fall this offseason at the same time. Both these guys were mentioned around last year's trade deadline. The investment and the draft capital that took to pry them away is probably much lower than it is now. Just overall, with this Broncos team, it is so clear that they're using this offseason as a total reset button, They might be quite bad.
Yes,
next year
it will be.
And you know, when a new decision maker with as much power as Sean Payton comes into an organization, he goes and gets his guys, and he's going to start that foundation this offseason with the Denver Broncos.
The reports were that Tim Patrick was gonna have a massive role last year before he was injured to keep him in there. I think
it's like a power slot almost,
right? Which is, makes me a little bit nervous for Marvin Mims. I think he's the best from as a vertical slot player, so we'll see what they do. But I think it will be Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, and then Marvin Mims in three wide receiver sets. Who's throwing him the football?
Yeah,
that's a fantastic question. I just can't wait to see Sean Payton. Like you said, this should be one of the worst teams in the league next year. They have to take their medicine, both cap wise and with the draft picks. I'm very curious to see how he's going to be able to handle that. And yeah, in my opinion, Marvin Mims, to me, he just a lot of option routes in college. It's going to take a while for him to develop. And then even if he does, and when he does develop, there are size limitations to his game. So I'm not going to be overly stoked to be drafting him in best ball. I think that Sean Payton can kind of view him as like a Rashid Shaheed type of player. I just think that Rashid Shaheed was just like such a freaking awesome player.
Yeah.
And Marvin Mims has not shown that yet.
So the Browns have Amari Cooper, David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Nick Chubb coming off significant injury, offensive lineman coming back from injury on top of it. But just from a pass catching group, there are so many teams out there with far worse options. They have to have quarterback consistency this year. Like, this is almost to me a crossroads moment for Deshaun Watson. And I understand that new system, suspended rightfully, and dealt with injuries last year, so on and so forth. You can put all those, but even when he's been on the field and everything's been a good situation, he has been miserable so far as a Cleveland Brown for the vast majority of this time. So something has to change in order for him to bring consistency to the table this year. Any closing words you have?
Right now, Underdog, best ball. We have a $2 million tournament. It includes some of the rookies out there. It includes Jerry Jeudy and Deshaun Watson and Marvin Mims, all of those players. $10 to enter. It's a great time to be drafting with all of these free agent moves. We'll have videos just like this one for every single transaction that we feel is relevant. And then after that, we got about 40 to 50 NFL prospect videos. So can't wait for the offseason.
Yeah, there are about 81% of you that have been watching our videos over the last 30 days that are not subscribed to the channel. Change that. Change that right now. That means only 19% of you know ball and our friends, and we actually like you.
Insane.
So be a part of that 19%, especially over these next few weeks. Again, like 20 plus free agency videos on the way, not to mention a ton of NFL draft content. All right, for Hayden, for Weeze, I am Josh. Up Develop. We will see you all next time. See ya.